Thanks for joining us. Today I'm speaking with Mike Curtis, who is a director at MMJ Holdings. Mike, it's really good to talk to you.
Hey Tom, glad to be back.
It's been a pretty challenging space in the cannabis landscape period when you look over the course of the last 6 months. Why don't you put some context around what it's been like as a specialist investor in that universe?
Sure. What really began as what I would call sort of a retail sell-off in the midsummer months, followed with a full institutional sell-off as positions got harvest, which ended up with almost a capitulation in December. We saw all the names getting taken down on a daily basis. Now it looks like it's generally stabilized. We like where the market's at here, and we're starting to see the impact of Cannabis 2.0 taking effect.
Okay, so what was the initial catalyst for that sell-off? Because it really was a ground zero type event, wasn't it?
Expectations in the sector had been inflated to astronomical levels. What really started to happen was the results coming out, and the financials were not what people expected. Market was a little bit smaller, so operations that had been built massive and overcapitalized now needed to be pared back to become profitable. This has been about a 6 to 9 month process that we've seen happening out there, and it looks now like the companies that are going to survive are well capitalized and heading towards profitability.
So generally what happens after this sort of seismic event is that, you, as you said, suggest there's a lot of consolidation.
Yes.
Where are we now as far as that life cycle is concerned? Have you started to see evidence of that consolidation?
Well, we've definitely seen the big companies like Aurora do their restructurings, laying off people and fixing their models. We're now entering that point where we believe that we're going to start to see a fair amount of consolidation. And that consolidation is generally going to be looking towards, you know, getting the brands out there that are available or the other things. And one of the big pieces that we think people are going to be chasing is extraction. It's proven to be the most profitable and the spot within the industry that people need to and should invest.
So you're about to raise some money through a share purchase plan.
Yes.
What are you going to be deploying those funds for?
So what is a disadvantage up until this point is now becoming an advantage. We're seeing opportunities at prices and structures where we believe the return can be significantly more than it was even 6 months ago as valuations have come down. So the money's not going to be really spent internally in our companies. The portfolio is very well capitalized. We're going to be looking for great opportunities out there, and those continue to be brands and extraction.
Right. So they're the two areas that you're going to be focusing on.
Yes.
What are the names or the businesses that stand out when you're looking for opportunities?
Sure. So one of our investments, for example, on the extraction side is a company called Embark Health. It's going to be probably the world's largest extractor with facilities in Delta, British Columbia, and Woodstock, Ontario. This thing is going to be able to process a factor of 10x of what the competitors are eventually. And at the same time, it's the next iteration in the sense it's going to have 7 different modalities. So any product that shows up on its doorstep, it can be extracted in the best possible way.
Now, where are we in terms of the legislative landscape? Because as we well know, this can be a turning point as well. Are there any things on the horizon that investors should be looking out for in that respect?
So within the Canadian community, everything seems to be moving ahead as we would expect.
Canada is the leader in the cannabis market, so everyone takes a lot of interest in what's going on there.
100%. Our focus now in terms of where we're looking for the advancements, we've seen it in the United States with the Farm Act that makes CBD legal. So yep. We're looking to do some investments in extraction there that will just be extracting CBD initially. But once THC, and that's our assumption, becomes totally legal in the United States, we can just switch the input and the profitability goes even higher. On the other side, we've been making investments more in the Western Europe angle. We've invested in an extraction company called Sequoia Cannabis. It's an extractor, and now it's the only EU GMP certified extractor in Europe, which means its products will be able to go into Germany, which is obviously the largest market in Europe, and opening quickly. So we're prepared for all these things as they happen. Because remember, the regulatory regime doesn't go backwards. It just keeps going forward. Sometimes there's a big step,
yep.
Sometimes there's not, but we're set up and ready to deal with all that.
Now, you also spoke about brands. Are there any names that stand out globally that are really the best practice in terms of execution?
Well, within our portfolio, we have a couple companies. One is a company called Valero. They make the Flight vape pens. Yeah. They've received a massive amount of pre-orders and orders from the government for that in the hundreds of thousands, and those pens sell for $60 a piece. And
vaping's a controversial area though at the moment, isn't it?
So vaping is very controversial for two reasons: the additives that they put into those vapes and the cheap garbage vapes that arrive that are sent over. They're essentially smoking the heavy metals within it.
Right.
The vapes within the Canadian market are all regulated and there's no additives to them, so the whole popcorn syndrome that people talk about, it doesn't necessarily exist. It exists in that lower region. So what you need to do is have the regulatory regime in place, then those issues disappear.
Right.
It's the quality. It's the pharmaceutical grade. It's the stuff that is causing the problems is the stuff that's happening in the illegal black market.
And so that delivery mechanism that you spoke about is popular with users?
It's definitely popular with users. If you look at Colorado, which was one of the first legal markets, the sort of vaping and or edibles is probably 55 to 60%. Smoking dried cannabis, I think, is definitely not necessarily on the downward trend, but when we make our investments, we're focused more on that sort of edibles vape area. It's just something we understand better.
Now, obviously, when you have such a big rationalization in the landscape, and when you're an aggressive investor into these businesses, that can have an impact on your net asset value. That's reflected in the way that you're trading at the moment. You're almost half, or more than half, the your NAV at the moment in terms of share price. But that's not worrying you.
Well, it's not necessarily worrying me, but it's not something we're comfortable with. If you look back probably 6 to 9 months ago, we were almost flat to our NAV. I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of a discount there. Yep. Our belief here is that we've got the portfolio ready to roll. We're going to get a lot of liquidity out of it over the next 12 months. And my guess is that we're going to start to close that gap. But our share price and the actual amount of NAV is going to continue. So we're just going to be chasing it, I think, through the next 12 months. We really are bouncing around the bottom here. So this is really a time that I would encourage everybody to put money to work.
And in terms of offering some viewpoints to your average mum and dad investor who's gotten into this space early, what would you be saying to them?
Follow our strategy. Head towards the extraction companies or the high volume or high quality brands. I think that's where you want to go. As a retail investor, though, it's challenging to pick which are the right ones and who can be the leaders eventually. So I would highly suggest a portfolio strategy, and our stock is a good way to do that.
It's always good talking to you, Mike. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.